I take my senses for granted. I can see, hear, taste, and smell. I touch each morning with a sense of purpose, and I raise my family and go to work each day. The sun rises and sets, days pass, years, maybe 100 years. 100 years ago, life was much different, slower. Folks took their time, not as many distractions. Take away the distractions of today, your computer, BlackBerry, iPod, television, fast food, and what do you have? You have a precious commodity known as time. Time to reflect. Times of stillness. With the time you may have had 100 years ago, your musings would tilt toward the meaningful things in life. Take away the distractions, and there's family and friends, a warm home. But wait, look, a dog, farm animals, a horse. Sure, these living beings were not incidental in the community. They took the role of companions, food and transportation. Animals were, and to this day are, a part of our thriving, evolved communities nationwide. What made a human humane has always been the responsibility one takes in fostering a fair and kind community. A golden rule applying not only to humans, but every living thing. The Palo Alto Humane Society, or PAHS, understood this back in 1908, 100 years ago, when they built watering troughs for working horses and mules in the town center. PAHS prioritized and chose compassion when they built a shelter to care for lost, abandoned, and neglected animals. The Palo Alto Humane Society advocates for humanity and other living things. Their graceful efforts are made possible by you and me. PAHS is a nonprofit corporation funded entirely through support by generous, compassionate people in the community, without funding from the government, other humane societies, or national affiliates. Please join me as I raise my hand in this simple act of compassion, hope, and grace. Give generously to the gentle, passionate, tireless work of the Palo Alto Humane Society. Here's to the next 100 years and beyond.